Furling etude on page 13 is an exercise in E minor that stresses articulation as much as technique. This is an exercise where you can really work on stop staccato articulation, a very clean staccato articulation. And I'd like to talk about how to practice that in a very slow manner. In addition to playing all the notes that are marked staccato in a detached style, you also, for clarity of articulation, should clip or shorten the end of the previous slurred note. And I'm going to give you an example from measure 4, which shows both articulation and slurring. And in the second beat, I'm going to clip the B natural, which is the last note of a slur, before I do this 3 staccato notes. And then on beat 4, the other B natural, the end of the slur, will also be clipped. I'm going to do this in very slow motion to demonstrate this type of stop staccato articulation. There are some special fingerings that make this exercise a lot easier. The use of the side C fingering. There are many places in this exercise where that fingering makes your playing this a lot easier. So the measures where you need to use that fingering include measure 1, measure 4, measure 18, and measure 21. Those are all places where you alternate B to C. And so if you hold the B down and depress the side key, C key, then you do not have the problem of switching back and forth B to C and getting the blip or the problem of slurring between those two notes. Then I also want to recommend every time that you have A sharp to use the side fingering for that, because that fingering going from A sharp to B natural would make that, as in a chromatic passage, much easier. In measure 18, at the end of the measure, you have an octave skip from E, middle E, to up to high E. And so you need to be sure you're prepared for that with your hand position so that you can get to your high E quickly and easily. Keep your fingers close into position, and then leave your fingers on the pearls for the E, and then reach up with the side of your hand to get to the high E key. That will make that passage a lot easier. Then in measure 26, you have a trill from D sharp to E natural that has a tag on the end of it that has, it's very difficult to see because of the small print, a C double sharp, D sharp tag. So the C double sharp then would be D natural, D sharp, E on that trill. There is a misprint that is in the end of measure 17 that I want to point out to you. In the Furling book, this skip is at the end of the measure in the fourth beat. Those 4/16th notes should read F sharp B, high B, B, an octave skip rather than a B to C natural skip. So if you want to correct that incorrect note, that is a misprint from the original edition in the Furling book. Now this exercise, you need to begin at a slow tempo until you get comfortable with all the notes. The recommended tempo is from 88 to 100 that's stated in your tryout book. The Furling book, however, recommends a tempo of 120. For this exercise, you need to only let your speed of tonguing be your determining factor there on how fast that you should perform this. So this is Furling Etude in E minor, page 13. Oh,